This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this Easter Sunday. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. We are happy you chose to worship with us and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station. The Lord has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That's our theme today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. On this glorious Easter day, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to be our Savior, that you endured the pains of the cross, but you burst forth from the tomb on Resurrection Day, announcing that you had won the victory over sin, death, and the devil. God, with such a glorious message, grant that we, who have the opportunity to hear it, may have our hearts opened by the Holy Spirit, and that we may truly cry out, He is our living Lord. May we serve you, may we love you, may we reign one day with you. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning at verse 54. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Jesus lives today. He walks.
Christ is risen. Those were the words that the women heard from the angel. These are the words we greet you with on this Easter 2005. It is a message that never grows old. It is a foundation for every Christian's life. It is a triumphant proclamation of the church to the world. Christ is alive, and he wants to live in your life. It is a message that goes with you wherever that might be. Where are you celebrating Easter this year? This will be a first for us. My wife and I moved into a retirement village 7 weeks ago, and we are enjoying it very much. Let me assure you that it is not like retirement facilities of days gone by. We live in a beautiful apartment. It has 1,350 square feet. That's our unit, and it's located in a place called Wind Cove. They clean your unit and wash your sheets. They fix whatever needs to be fixed and provide entertainment. They check your blood pressure and other health concerns, and to top it all off, they serve you a delicious dinner each evening. I am learning not to call it the old people's home. That seems to be a bit offensive to some. It does not bother me, for I am very proud that I have been able to live to be old. When you're 80 years old, you're old. And when you live around with people in a home, I put that together and say it's an old people's home. But it perhaps is a connotation of days gone by. Yes, we have lived a long, full life. God has given us much, and we are gracious for it. And if you're in your 70s, and you're in this particular place where my wife and I now live, you are the kids on the block. But we're not done living. Some of the men who live there have been out fishing this winter, ice fishing. And now we are all looking forward to the golfing season. It is one of the most upbeat places in the area. You can sit around and reminisce with an old friend and tell how we of the greatest generation actually did all that was done in the last half of this 20th century. Now, if you're about to shut me off because you say, I thought we were going to hear something about Easter and not a retirement village, let me tell you, I am headed for the Easter message right now. But I want that to be the setting, because with all that is so glorious round about us, if you sit and talk with people who live there, you'll find that there are some with aching hearts, some with concerns, for they know that death draweth nigh. To live in this retirement village is an insight into the golden age, which is not always so golden, no matter how comfortable your living quarters are. For all of us who are here on this earth, death is becoming more of a reality every day. The obituaries in the newspapers and the empty spots wherever we go are a reminder that Pete and Mary are dead and they're not coming back to this earth. Two of my closest friends have recently lost their wives, recently within the last 5 months. Both of them died very unexpectedly. The tears flow freely from these men as they try to explain what life is like without their spouse. One person said, "First now, it is beginning to sink in that she's gone." That was tough for him to say. The other said, "I awaken in the middle of the night, and her place in the bed is empty. She's not there, and she's not coming back." Both of these men believed that their wives would survive them. Now their plans are shattered. Their spirits are crushed. Their hearts are broken. Their dreams are destroyed. Their nights sometimes can be very long. It is in this environment that people begin to wonder in a very special way about life after death. Most people that I visit with say, I hope, and I like to believe that there is something after death. However, I'm not at all sure where we are going to end up. Once they joked about eternity, but now life after death is taken more seriously. However, because of the Easter message, many people know there is a heavenly home awaiting them, and there is a place reserved there for them. How do they know? You might ask that question, and they will tell you clearly because God has spoken in His Word. Now listen to the Scriptures. St. Paul writes, Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received and on which you take your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firm to the word which I preach to you. When you read through the Bible, Satan appears to be the victor in the Garden of Eden when our first parents sinned. Adam and Eve were thrown out of a personal relationship with God, and all of humanity followed. Sin had entered into the world, and a perfect creation was now broken, and so it still is. When sin came into this world, sickness and death came with it, and all of our heartaches is because of the human's fall into sin. What would God do? Would He cast us aside? Would He start all over again? No, He set up a plan of redemption to bring us back into fellowship with Him. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to take upon Himself the sin of the world. This is what happened once more. On the cross, Jesus was crucified. Once again, the observer could say, Satan is a victor. Not so, for on the third day, God raised His Son from the grave. Jesus was raised from the grave. He had paid the price for our sins and the sins of the entire world. And God the Father, through the resurrection, had accepted this payment. Jesus Christ is victor over sin, death, and the devil. That's the proclamation of Easter Sunday. What a glorious message. But notice what St. Paul writes in the first couple of verses of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He says this, Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken a stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word which I have preached to you. Notice he says if. Is there any part that man has to play there? No. God has done it all. We in no way pay any part of our redemption. It is a gift. But empowered by the Holy Spirit, we receive it. And so Paul is distinguishing here, if you have received it, then you are the recipients of eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe that there are some who feel that just as long as he's done all of this, that brings me into the kingdom. But there is the element of faith. Faith is a gift from God. He creates it in our hearts. He'll create it in your heart and mine, if we'll let Him. And so on this Easter day, that's the evangelical message that rings throughout the world. If you don't know that Savior, confess your sins beneath the cross where He paid the price for them, and then claim Him as your risen King and glorious Lord forever and ever. Through Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, we are saved if we receive him. That's repetitious, but it can't be said often enough. The Holy Spirit empowers us to receive him, and Christ becomes the foundation of our lives. This is the message of Easter. Satan was soundly defeated when God raised Jesus Christ from the grave. And we can join with St. Paul and sing, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, for he gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord." Both of my friends to whom I have referred earlier in this sermon have lost their wives since Christmas. These men are committed believers in the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. In this period of their mourning, they cry and they express their sorrows and frustrations. But these men know that this state is only temporary. You visit with them and they will clearly express their faith in Christ and long for the day when they can find their heavenly home. They cling to the Word and to the blessed promises that are there. They have enjoyed this life, and to a certain extent are still enjoying it today. But they know that there's something far better on the other side. Now, these men met this Savior when they were just young. Both of them came from homes where the parents told them about Jesus, who died on a cross, but who was raised again. A father and a mother planted the seed of faith, and it was nourished in the church. It was nourished when they read the Word of God, and they grew in this faith. And after 80 years, and both are over 80, they cling to this one great truth. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. So for you who are living in a retirement age, or could qualify if you wanted to, Jesus is your Savior. Keep right on walking with him. He is your lasting comfort, and he will not let you down. Soon, and that's relative, soon he will come to receive you and me, and we can live with him forever because of the resurrection. But if Jesus is not your Savior, and you have reached that ripe, ripe old age, I plead with you, don't let it go any longer. By God's grace, receive him as your Savior and Lord. Remember, he has died and has been raised for you, and he wants to be your living Lord. Well, you say, but I'm not in a retirement village. I am a young person. In fact, I live on a college campus. What about it for me? Let me tell you. For you, if you want to have a rich life, if you want to have a Savior to walk with you and give you the security that you need in this very, very difficult age, he's there. He's living. He can strengthen you. He can direct you. He can give you the grace to be able to say no where you have to say no. He can lead you and help you in knowing what you should do in life. All of that is yours. Notice once again, if you'll but follow him, if you'll but receive him, your life will not be free of difficulty. But your life will have that certainty to it that you have a Lord who will never, never let you down. In so many of the other religions, they talk about a leader, but the leader is dead. And all they have to return to is the past and the things that he left behind. But not so in our Christian faith. Our leader lives, and he wants to live in your heart and mine. If you're one of these who are in mid-age, and you're being challenged these days in the raising of a family, and you sometimes wonder, how will I guide them and lead them through? Easter is the message. Easter is the time when you can realize that confronting that child with Christ, empowering him to walk in a very, very difficult society is possible. And it's possible because of Easter. For Christ lives. Yes, the early Christians said, Christ is risen. And they responded to one another, he is risen indeed. May he live in our hearts. And may we burst forth day in and day out to tell the story of our risen Lord. Amen.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my everlasting head. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives, my mansion to
Father in heaven, as a part of your church on this Easter Sunday, we thank you that you have once again refreshed us with this glorious message. May it ring in our hearts today. May we know well that you live, Lord Jesus, and that you're anxious to motivate your church and to move it in proclaiming that word throughout the world. And so today we pray for those who are sick and shut in. We pray, O God, for those for whom death draws nigh. Grant that it may be faced with confidence by trusting in Jesus Christ alone. So we pray that you will strengthen us now as you have strengthened your church throughout the years. Give us additional grace, and give us that peace which alone we have in trusting the living Lord. Then hear us as we lift our voices and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As we celebrate with joy the glorious resurrection of our Lord, may we also be raised from death to newness of life by the same life-giving Holy Spirit. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon gifts from our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry and enable us to enlarge our broadcast area. We now broadcast over 16 radio stations in 9 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at ChristianCrusaders.org. For information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, contact our office at 1-888-693-2484. You may also write Christian Crusaders at P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank all who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.